ABC Radio Australia.
After the 2022 volcanic eruption in Tonga, lots of things changed. Aside from the obvious destruction that happened because of the eruption and tsunami, people were displaced from their homes. There was weeks and weeks of cleaning up ash. And then there was the post-traumatic stress disorder that some people experienced every time there was a thunderstorm. The impacts are still being felt in so many ways, including underneath the water. The fishing industry lost basic infrastructure, like boats and buildings. Pacific Prepared reporter Anasiu Falakono spoke with the Ministry of Agriculture, and they say they're doing all they can to help give the industry a push back to normality.
It has been more than 4 months since the volcanic eruption. How has the ministry assisted the victims in knowing many have lost their fishing boats, and fishing is the main source of income for many families in Tonga, especially those living on low-lying and coastal areas?
With regarding to the process of recovery, we are doing good with that. As per the directions from the government, that we have to work with our current budget, to provide assistance to fishermen, to the affected fishermen, and also the fishing communities. We managed to fish fishing vessels, and also we managed to provide fishing gears to fishermen, and also we managed to provide gears and also equipment to special management areas. And at the same time, we understanding that the current financial year is about to end, but we plan to further continue with the next financial year of the assistance to fishermen and also to fishing communities for the recovery.
Pacific Prepared.